Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And we better get started, because we don't have a whole lot of time. As a matter of fact... That's it. Thank you very much for listening. Scraby, good job today.
Thank you. Hold on, Chris. I have to, you know, play the outro.
Play the out music.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm
we got to get out of here. We've got spring. Thank you very much.
I love today's show. Today's show was one of our finest.
Seemed like we were spot on today.
It did.
Welcome to it. Yeah, it is. It's going to be kind of that fast. 2:30, probably a few minutes before that, we'll be throwing it out to Peoria. The Padres are having their spring... what do they call it? The
spring breakout.
Spring breakout.
Yeah.
Spring breakout,
dude. It just makes me think of like that. I don't know why. Every time
me
I
too.
Think of spring breakout, it's always spring breakout.
Spring breakout. They should not be having this game in Peoria. They should be heading down to Cabo. That's where you that's where you go for spring breakout, man. You play the game in Cabo.
That is true.
Anyway, Sam Levitt, our guy, is calling the game. So we'll have he and Bob Scanlon joining them from Peoria. And then the interesting thing is Scraby and I will then come back after that game for another like 45 minutes or so. And then there's another game tonight.
Yes.
So we get a busy day. But not for us, unfortunately.
We're just traffic cops today.
We're just kind of holding. We're placeholders today.
I'm excited for this, Chris.
What,
I'm excited.
What, having kind of an easy day?
Oh, well, that, yes, because my brain is mush. But
yeah.
I'm excited for the spring breakout. It's
right.
Going to showcase these guys we've been talking about forever.
Yeah, you get to see a lot of them, you know, and...
DeVries is leading off. Salas is batting fifth.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, you got names that you know and names that you've heard and guys that you haven't seen. I think it's a fun opportunity for these guys. To me, it's a lot like a, you know, post-high school all-star type game. Get all the best players
kind
in the county and they all get to play. But
these players are like better than those players,
well,
I guess?
Well, of course they're better. And just like a baseball all-star game, they're better than these players. I get that, Scrape. I understand how that all works. But
are you sure?
No, not exactly.
No.
I'm going to leave it to the experts, Sam Levitt and Bob Scanlon. They'll take you through the spring breakout game. Comes up in about 20 minutes. So while we have some time, Scrabe.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I'm just there's only one word on my mind right now, and that's anxiety. It's the only word I have right now. I mean, after the Aztecs lose yesterday to Boise State, you know, you just now they have to sit back and they have to hope that every single possible bid stealing team that is still left out there loses. I mean, you have to root against everybody now. For instance, you've got Texas which is not necessary, not even an NCAA tournament team, right? But they're in the semifinals of the SEC tournament, and they're playing Tennessee right now, or the quarterfinals. It's the quarterfinals. But either way, I don't want to. Texas can't win. I mean, this is a crucial game. Tennessee needs to win, and right now they are winning 49-44 in the second half. But you got North Carolina is a possible bid stealer. They're playing Duke later tonight, although I think North Carolina, because they're North Carolina, will probably get into the tournament. But now that the Mountain West has moved on without the Aztecs, doesn't mean we can't pay attention. We have to pay attention. Boise State needs to lose today to New Mexico. We do not want Boise State getting a resume-building victory against New Mexico today. We just don't. That is not going to help.
Something you said yesterday stuck in my head all day.
Go ahead.
Or maybe Tony said it. One of you said it.
Probably not me, but what was
it? No, one of you said it. And it was, hopefully they look at the fact that the Aztecs beat Boise State twice during the regular season.
Yeah, they beat them 2 out of 3. But the freshest one is going to be what happened yesterday, right? I mean, Boise State won the game yesterday. But if it comes down to the Aztecs and Boise State, I mean, honestly, if those are the last two and they decide, okay, we're only taking three teams from the Mountain West. We're going to take Utah State. We're going to take New Mexico, and we're going to, you know, hopefully on the other side, Colorado State loses, because that's another team that could steal your bid. But let's say we're going to take Utah State, we're going to take New Mexico, and we're going to take either Boise State and San Diego State, and we're putting them up against each other. San Diego State, I think, has the edge. I know it seems crazy because Boise State won yesterday, but you're right. The Aztecs won 2 out of 3. The Aztecs have better wins, and they have less worse losses. Straight up. So, but Boise State could add to that if they beat New Mexico. New Mexico is a really good team.
Yeah.
So this is a game that, in my mind, means an awful lot to the Aztecs, even though they're not playing in it. You know, and I'm not really used to rooting for New Mexico, but go Lobos. And on the other side,
Did
Utah.
That hurt to say, by the way?
A little bit. A little. It just sounds a little strange.
Would
coming
you ever
out of
cheer
my,
for BYU in the same way?
Oh, man. That would be a test. That would be a test to have me cheer for BYU. But yeah, you know what? I would. If it helps the Aztecs, I think I would.
I think that's okay.
I think I'd have to. Yeah. But yeah, and on the other side, you need Utah State to beat Colorado State tonight. Because Utah State and New Mexico, they're both already in. What you don't want is Colorado State and Boise State getting any more, you know, stuff on their resume. And there's others. These are not the only ones. There's other teams around the country, you know, that are playing here this weekend that you just have to hope lose. And because right now, and Joe Lunardi is not the end all. There's Jerry Palm at CBS, but both of them have the Aztecs as their last four in. Now, you know what this means.
Did they update this morning?
Joe Lunardi did.
Okay.
If the Aztecs do make it as a last four in, that means they're playing Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
In one of those play-in games. They have to go to Dayton, Ohio. Ooh. They have to play a play-in game as an 11 seed just to get into the regular draw of the tournament.
We're driving home on Tuesday, Chris, from Peoria.
Well, we're going to have to. Well, you know
we
what
might
I'll
have
do.
To change things.
No, you know what I'll do.
What?
I'll tape the game and I'll watch it when I get home.
That is insane.
That's of course what I'll do.
That is insane.
That isn't even a question.
That is insane.
I've already thought it through.
You know what I would be doing the whole way home?
What?
I wonder what happened.
Really?
All right, fine. I'll check the score.
Isn't that funny? I won't even think about it once.
That's insane.
Yeah, I can do it.
That's insane.
I would drive all the way back from Peoria.
That's the only word I have for it.
While the Aztecs are playing, and I would now, the only thing I'd be worried about is somehow hearing the score, which I won't hear. And then I would just get home and flip the game on.
I'm going to follow Chris home, and then when he pulls over for gas, I'm going to pull up next to him and go, Aztecs are winning 70-68, and then drive off.
You know what you should do? Is just drive next to me and then react every time something happens. And no, don't hold anything up.
Oh.
Just go, yeah!
Yeah, just raise my hand.
As you're driving the car and then go, oh,
great.
No! And then I would kind of know something's happening, but I wouldn't know what's
You'd
happening.
Be like, oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, oh.
Right.
So anyway,
that's the way it sits right now. The Aztecs are on the edge. You got to root against all these upset teams. And Texas just fell behind by 10. Tennessee went on a little run, so that's good news.
One thing I do remember from early in the year was people saying, Mark Ziegler, you and Tony, This Houston win is going to mean a lot at the end of the year.
At the time, it
didn't mean that much, but now it means a lot.
It may ultimately save them. It may absolutely ultimately save
your fourth game of the year or whatever can be the game that gets you in.
Yeah, and that's another thing to root for, by the way.
Yeah,
is Houston to win their conference tournament so that they get a number one seed.
Yeah.
So if Houston's a number one seed, you know, the Aztecs have that.
Correct.
Anyway, that's what they're left with. And it's, you know, it's the way it works out. I cannot complain. It was a bad game. They didn't play well. A lot of things went bad. They couldn't rebound, etc. I still can't complain about a team that lost in the quarterfinals for the first time in 18 years. It's just, it's been such an incredible run. It seems weird that they're out of that tournament because it's been two decades since they've been out at this point. So I'm not going to be critical. This is a team that honestly, we've seen how talented they are. And if they got Gwath back next week, this is a team that could, you know, get in and win a game or two in the NCAA. They just could. They're good, but they weren't very good yesterday, that's for sure. All right, like I said, we got a short get-together today. We'll tell you what else is going on in sports when we come back, and then we'll send it to the spring breakout game.
Spring breakout!
In Peoria. Gwen and Chris, a little short one here today for you on 97.3 The
Fan. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bam. All right, welcome back to our spring breakout pregame show.
Spring breakout.
Yes, dude. Chris Ello, Scraby. Tony's chilling like a villain.
He's got the pina colada on the beach right now.
Day off for them, right?
No, they're calling the game tonight.
Oh, he's got to call the game tonight. Sorry about that, Tony. But he's got the game tonight with Jesse.
Which we do have on the station at 6:30 against the Rangers.
Right. So, like I said, we got spring breakout. Then Scraby and I'll check back in a little later. And then it's Jesse and Tony. By the way, Tennessee's lead is 61-49, 12-point lead over Texas. So go Vols. As like I said, we've been reduced to cheerleaders now if you're an Aztec fan. By the way, Scraby, I'll find out Sunday night where the women go.
I was thinking about that.
And the bracketology has the women because a lot of people have asked me, where are they going to be seeded in the tournament? Bracketology has them as a 14 seed. Let me tell you something. They give no respect at all to the Mountain West Conference in women's basketball.
I've said this like 400 times this week, but this whole thing is insane to me.
Yeah, 14 seed despite 25 victories, two of which came over UNLV, et cetera, et cetera. And they may get a different seed, but that's what they're being projected.
And UNLV is not even going to make it?
UNLV probably isn't even going to make
it. That's the part that's insane to me.
A team that has won 60 of its last 64 conference games.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're probably not going to make it. Maybe they will, and maybe they'll move the Aztecs up a notch. And by the way, the Mountain West on the women's side is the seventh best conference in terms of net ranking.
Wow.
Seventh.
Wow.
That's pretty high for putting their champion as a 14 seed.
Yeah.
But that's what the bracketology is. So some of the schools we could go to, according to the bracketology, LSU. You imagine playing Kim Mulkey in the first game? Oh, that would be fun. I tried to get around the pregame show.
Oh, my gosh, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Kim. How are you?
You're going to be right there.
Could be there.
For her screaming everywhere.
Oh, God, she'd be driving me crazy.
That would be kind of fun.
Oklahoma's another possibility. They have Duke, maybe Kentucky. So anyway, the Aztec women are traveling somewhere. And the tournament starts next Friday night. the women's tournament. The men start the main draw on Thursday. Women start on Friday. And if the Aztecs play on Friday next week, just so you know, Scrabe, you and I will drive home from Peoria Tuesday night, and then I will hop on the plane Wednesday for the first round game, wherever it may be. It's going to be a busy week for us, is what we're saying. Don't worry about
it. I just died inside a little bit.
I know. I know. It's going to be a hectic week.
These last 3 weeks have honestly killed me.
Well, the women, you know, I'm planning actually on a run to the Final Four, so it's going
to
be another 3 weeks.
If they go to the Final Four, I am cool with it. I mean,
you say that would be worth it, right?
No, even though they're going to the tournament, that's all worth it. It's just unfortunate timing on our part.
Yeah, it's tough. It's difficult. The Peoria trip works out well. We're going to be broadcasting live from Peoria. Scraby and I'll joining Tony on Monday and Tuesday. So Padre fans, don't miss out on that. Let's see. Austin Riley, a little sports news for you today while we have a minute. Braves third baseman left after he was hit by a pitch today. It hit him on the same hand that he broke last season. So that's a little worrisome for the Atlanta Braves. Hopefully he'll just be out a month or so and miss the first series against the Padres. That wouldn't bother me too much.
Yeah.
By the way, has anybody heard anything? Jerkson,
yes.
Profar,
yes.
Is he?
Yes, he should be okay.
He's going to be okay.
They said it was just, I believe, a contusion and that he just needs to rest and he probably should be okay for opening day.
Okay. Tyler Stevenson, Reds catcher, is going to open the season on the injured list with an oblique strain. And then the biggest news of all in Major League Baseball on this Friday. And this... Honestly, Scrabe, I think maybe a breaking news sounder for this.
Oh, gosh. Is it that the Dodgers are in Japan?
No, hell no.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Even know where they are.
I keep seeing stuff about, oh, look at this.
No, I don't know
look
where
at
they
that.
Are. No, this is big.
What is it?
Give it to me. I'm not giving it to you without the sounder.
What sounder? The breaking news sounder?
Yes, this is huge.
Okay.
People have been waiting for this.
What? Oh, I know.
Damn right. The winner in the annual season series between the Padres and the Mariners will now actually win the Vetter Cup. Huh? You know, look, the fans have spoken, Scraby. Like, the fans of the Padres and Mariners have called this the Vetter Cup for 15 years. Now they're actually going to play for the Vetter Cup. You're not impressed?
Why
are you not excited by this?
Because I'm the person who's like, it was cool when it was like an unofficial thing.
Oh, now that it's going to be official, you don't like it?
I don't know. I need to see it.
Well,
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It's something they're putting together as part of a charity
That's
drive.
Where it's good. I love
and
that.
And it's an organization co-founded by Eddie Vetter and his wife, Jill.
I love all this.
All right?
All this.
So this is worthwhile.
Yes,
this
is
definitely worthwhile.
I agree.
It's all part of the charity. I would tell you what the charity is, but I can't pronounce that word.
Okay.
Epidermolysis? There you go. That's what the charity has to do with.
Yeah, let me be clear, everybody. I like the charity aspect of
this. Okay, good. Just so you're not a total hater.
Yeah, so I'm not getting messages.
Yeah, don't be a total hater when they're trying to raise money for people here.
I'm just that guy, though.
Well, I think it's kind of funny. You know, look, we've honestly, the fans of the Padres, I know, I don't know about the Mariners fans, but we've been calling it the Vetter Cup the whole time. So why not actually make it the real Vetter Cup? So that's the big Padre Mariners news of the day. Some NFL stuff real quick for you. Bengals say they're close to getting both Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins to agree to come back. That'd be big.
That would be
for
huge.
The Bengalis. and just along the line of the Chiefs, you know, just not having a... What is the best word for
a
the
clue?
Chiefs? No, clue is not right. Just
feel?
Any, yeah, just a good feel for the room.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Good feel
read
for the
room, Chiefs.
Read the room, Chiefs. You know, they got one guy that's, you know, playing after he created a 10-car pileup collision and killed 16 people, for all I know.
No, he did not.
I know. But you got another guy yesterday who's maybe strangling his girlfriend. Well, on top of that, let's just make sure that Kareem Hunt is happy. They bring him back on a one-year deal.
I didn't see that.
The Chiefs, man. I love those guys. All right, we got to get to set it down to Cabo Peoria.
Cabo Peoria today.
For the spring breakout game. Everybody enjoy that. Have fun finding out a little bit more about the young Padres. Scrappy and I will be on after that. So, mm-hmm. I don't know, 5:30, something like that. And then we'll kick up with you then. Scrape, good job, man. It really was about as long as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so more Gwen and Chris coming up a little later. Enjoy baseball now on 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, part two of our Friday get-together here on 97.3 The Fan. If you missed it earlier, Scrappy and I did a tremendous 21 minutes of radio at 2 o'clock. It was so good, I don't think it could be duplicated. So we then sent it on to Peoria for the spring breakout game. And that's now over. So we're back. And we got you for another hour before we go back to Peoria for the Padre-Ranger game at 6:30. Scrape, how was your afternoon?
It was lovely.
All right, good.
Very lovely.
Are you going to put us on the stream here? Or?
I'm trying, Chris.
Oh, you're trying. Okay,
I'm trying.
I apologize for that. I didn't know you were efforting to do that because...
I'm efforting a lot.
Because I know that if the show started and I hadn't have done my part, you'd be all over me like a cheap suit. Like, can't you just get ready and do what you're supposed to do?
That's true.
You'd be livid with me.
I would.
And I'm just showing you there's another way to do this. I'm not livid with you. I'm a little impatient that we're not up on the stream yet.
You're going to have to give me some time.
Let me give you a couple of things that are going on. First of all, the spring breakout game, the A's won 5-2. Ethan Salas had two hits, right?
He did.
Leo DeVries had a double. Those are kind of the highlights that you probably want to know about. DeVries, I'm going to just say this. I saw his double. It was a line drive, base hit to right center field. That's all it was. Except he's evidently quite fast.
He's very fast.
Because he was sliding into second base as the center fielder was picking up the ball. Like, he went from home to second before the ball even got out to the center fielder. I'm like, okay, that works. Anyway, that's what I saw. That's my scouting report from the spring breakout game. 5-2 A's. All right, a couple of other things going on out there. Cooper Kupp is now on your least favorite team, Scrape. He does not leave the division.
I know.
He goes from the Rams to the Seahawks. Who's a Seahawks quarterback these days?
Sam Bradford.
Right. That's not bad. I got to tell you, Sam Bradford with Cooper Kupp and Jackson Smith and Jigba, that has the makings of a little something there. And I think that running back they have is quite good as well. And I can't think of his name. Walker, isn't it?
It's Kenneth Walker, and they also got Charbonnet.
Charbonnet had some good games as well.
Yes,
all right,
he did.
So that's the Seattle story.
I mean, I don't
Cooper
know that...
Cooper Kupp going there. You don't think that's a... You're not concerned.
I'm always concerned.
Would you not rather have had him on the 49ers? I mean, the 49ers, it would seem to me, have a lot of roster openings for guys like this.
Okay.
Since you've gotten rid of the whole team.
I'm so happy that you did this.
since you've cut the entire squad.
I am living, Chris, in deja vu. Because the 49ers offseason is turning into the Padres offseason. Oh, that guy's available? Wait, he got signed for a relatively low price. We don't have the money for it.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
I was going to say, if you think the 49ers offseason has been successful, then I've got a Mick Cronin speech for you.
The delusional?
Yeah, you'd have to be delusional to think that the 49ers offseason has been successful.
I'm not thinking that.
It's been a disaster, and now you get Cooper Kupp going to one of your biggest rivals. So that was the news that came down today. The other thing is we're just begging. We're honestly in a begging mode. Since the Aztecs lost to Boise State yesterday in the first round of the Mountain West Tournament, the Aztecs need to make sure that no bubble teams get into the NCAA tournament. It's just as simple as that. Earlier today, Texas lost to Tennessee.
Ding.
That was good.
Yes.
I don't know that it eliminates Texas, but it certainly would have been a big boost for Texas had they beaten Tennessee. But they did not, so that's good. Everywhere else, the top-seeded teams are winning. This is what we want.
Yes.
Auburn won today. Michigan State won today. Duke is comfortably ahead of North Carolina right now by 15 in the second half. Houston is up in the second half over BYU by 13. Look, BYU is probably in, but we need Houston to get that and clinch that number one seed because that's going to be a feather in the Aztecs' cap. So all of the things we're rooting for so far have happened. We'll just keep on, you know, keeping our fingers crossed. Mountain West semifinals start a little later. Boise State against New Mexico. Go Lobos. Can't believe I said that.
And who are you?
I know. And what have you done with Chris Ello?
Yes.
Second game will be Colorado State, Utah State. Go Aggies. Yeah, that's not easy to say either. All right. So those, that kind of gets everybody caught up if you were listening to baseball. That's all that's really happened this afternoon.
Yes, so. We're being summoned by the people out there that it's biggest fan time.
Oh.
It's kind of strange for us to do the, yes, do the biggest fan.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared. I know. Yeah, I know.
You know what, Beatrice?
Kind of snuck up on me.
How long do you listen? No, I'm just kidding. It is biggest fan time.
Do you have the announcement?
I do. Good, and I thank you people because I would have forgot. So I appreciate
it. I totally
you.
Forgot. So yeah, very good.
Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Paul Bernstein of San Diego. Give us a call back within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973 and you'll qualify for a grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Paul Bernstein of San Diego. 10 minutes starts now. Beatrice, I was just giving you a hard time.
Thank you, Beatrice, though, for telling us.
I mean, we promised the biggest fan name between 5:30 and 5:35. We need to deliver.
Absolutely. No, Beatrice is right on it. I mean, as a matter of fact, if she's not doing anything for the next couple of years, maybe we could hire her as a producer.
I knew this was going to happen.
Because obviously Beatrice knows how to run the show better than our actual producer does.
Whoa.
Thank you, Beatrice.
Whoa.
Well done.
You know what? If you were any sort of host, you would ask, what do we got today on the show?
Well, I would have asked, and you wouldn't have said anything about the biggest fan.
I would have been like, I forgot about the biggest fan.
All right.
Or let's not fight, Chris. We have very limited time with each other today.
Paul Bernstein, call in. You're down to 9.5 minutes. We're going to take a little break, kind of reset everything. Scraby actually put together a big five, which I think will be fun here on a Friday afternoon. So that's coming up in the next segment. Also, just a real quick note when we come back, but the Aztec women's basketball team, not the only successful San Diego area women's basketball team trying to make it to the NCAA tournament.
All right.
We'll discuss it when we return on Gwen and Chris. All right, Scrape. One thing we're about on this show is complimenting and shedding light on all of the successful teams in San Diego. And, of course, we've been talking a lot about the great performance of the Aztec women's basketball team, which advanced to the NCAA tournament, but they may not be the only ones. The UC San Diego Tritons women's basketball team, which I believe was a 5 seed in the Big West tournament, took down the number one team today in the semifinals.
Wow.
UCSD over Hawaii, 51-49. I saw the highlight of it. UCSD was leading by 18 points going into the fourth quarter. And Hawaii outscored them 20-2.
Ooh.
And they tied it up. And UCSD had the last shot. And Samaya Sugapong made a beautiful driving layup down the right lane, side of the lane, flipped it off the window and in with 0.1 seconds to go.
Wow.
To win it for UCSD. And Sugapong, interestingly, was a teammate of the Aztecs, Naomi Ponganiban. They both played at La Jolla Country Day for Terry Banford, and I'm sure she's quite proud of her two former players, both of whom are, you know, one has led her team to the NCAAs, and another is going to go to the championship game of the Big West tomorrow on the women's side. So that would be awesome. You get two teams in.
Totally.
And here's the other thing. Speaking of UCSD, their men play later tonight in the semifinals of, you know, the Big West. I think the Aztecs need to be rooting for UCSD.
Okay.
The reason is, if for some reason UCSD on the men, we're talking the men now, if for some reason UCSD does not win the Big West tournament, they might be another bubble team that could compete with the Aztecs for a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Man, that would be awesome for them if they beat the Aztecs out.
Well, I'm sorry to the Triton fans out there, but I don't necessarily want that.
I know you don't want that, but I don't want it either. I want both teams to make it, but right. It would be kind of awesome for a little bit of a city rivalry.
Could you imagine if the NCAA announces, you know, or makes a note on Monday sometime? Well, it came down to two teams for the last spot. It was either going to go to San Diego State or UC San Diego.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
That would be crazy.
So I'm kind of hoping the Tritons, wishing them the best tonight on the men's side as they play in the Big West semifinal there. But yeah, UCSD women, nice job. They'll play UC Davis in the women's final tomorrow. And that would be something. We could get the Tritons and the Aztecs into the NCAA tournament.
Tritons beat the Aggies all day long, so Triton
Well, they both had the same record in conference play.
I was talking about like.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at something that matters. You're looking at something that's kind of silly.
Whoa. Something that matters versus something that doesn't. I think both matter.
What? The team with the more powerful
mascot
should win the game, in your estimation?
Sometimes, yes.
So a Triton over an Aggie.
Is the Triton just the instrument? Is it the weapon, or is it...
Is it a person carrying the weapon? Is that what you're asking?
I'm looking, yes. Now that we're here, so...
Triton definition I just typed in for you.
Oh, good.
Triton is a person. Triton is the son of Poseidon.
Ah.
And Triton is the demigod of the sea.
Okay.
The lower part of his body is that of a fish.
Ugh,
I think that's more than you wanted to know, but you got it all.
Okay, now we can move on.
All right, we will move on. Scraby's got some stuff for us on a Friday night Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Chris, before we get into it, I need to say something for one of our listeners out there. They contacted me on Twitter earlier today, and they have a really nice thing they want to do for one of their roommate and pseudo-uncle. So this person's for me, Chris, at UFO Donut. Hi, Matt. My roommate and pseudo-uncle, a great guy named John from Santee, is retiring today after a long time working. He always comes home after work and throws on GNC every single day for years. I was hoping, if it's not too much to ask, to give him a happy retirement shout-out. He usually starts listening around 4:30, but... I know that I told you 5:45. It will absolutely make him stoked beyond belief. He's a longtime loyal listener to the show and 97.3 The Fan. So, happy retirement, John. That is amazing.
That is awesome.
And thank you for putting us on every single day when you leave work.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we would stress you out sometimes.
And now what I want to know, John, is other than from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock every day, what are you going to do? I always wonder what people who retire are going to do.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I don't want to say I'm concerned with it or anything, but...
Maybe UFO Donut will tell us what happens, but yeah, that is a good question. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Probably John, congratulations on your retirement. That's exciting.
It is.
And we're happy to, be part of it for you every single day. And, enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
Although... Every day is going to be a really long weekend for you, starting tonight.
On Sunday, do you think he's going to, like, for a second think, oh, got to get ready for work tomorrow?
Yeah, right? I mean, his weekend starts tonight, and it lasts forever.
Yes.
So that's the story for you, John. So, very good.
Yeah, congrats, John. I don't think I'll ever get to retire, but I'm glad you get to retire.
I don't want to ever retire. I'm in that camp.
We'll see in 20 years.
Number five.
All right. Spring breakout game was today, and we saw the two talked about stars for the Padres minor league system, Leo DeVries and Ethan Salas. Ethan Salas went 2-for-4, although one of those was off the knob of the bat. But the other one was a legit hit. DeVries, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, hit one in the gap, got it all the way to second. Ethan Salas also had a laser of a throw to cut a runner down at second base.
Nobody is trying to steal. I've heard nothing about him having
a bad arm.
Yeah. A spaghetti arm. He's
legit.
He can fire.
All right, Chris, here's the question. Who impressed you more, Ethan Salas or Leo DeVries?
Well, I haven't seen enough of Ethan Salas to be blown away. Okay. And I've only seen Leo DeVries bat one time. But that was enough to make me more impressed with him. Because, as I said earlier, he got a base hit to right center field, and he was standing on second base before the center fielder got the ball.
Both of us were like, was that an optical illusion?
I mean, the Sammy goes, well, he's in there with a double. I'm like, well, I figured the ball would be off the wall or at least near the warning track.
No.
No, it was just a single to right center field, but he had a double because he can fly.
He can fly.
So I'm going to go with DeVries, but, it's early in the balloting.
It's very early in the balloting, you're right. Yeah. But if we're basing it on today's game, I think I got to go with Ethan Salas because that throw impressed me enough to be very excited about the catching position for the Padres in the future. But as Chris said, very early on in the process.
Number four.
ESPN put out a story today about Braves star Ronald Acuna Jr. and his plans to stay healthy going forward in his career. He said he was going to play smarter. Quote, I'd rather steal 30 and play the whole season as opposed to trying to steal 70, injuring myself and missing the whole year. Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos said, quote, we're going to make sure when he's back, he's full go and that he can be himself and play the game he plays. He's very competitive. He's a tremendous base stealer, and we're not going to have any restrictions on him at all, end quote. I'm up first. Should they have restrictions on Ronald Acuna Jr.? I read a bunch about him today, and it sounds like he understands what he needs to do to stay healthy. So I don't think you should put restrictions on him, but I also don't think you should make him run a lot in the first part of the season. Let him build it back up. But he is great when he is healthy, and I hope that he stays healthy for the years to come. Chris?
Well, here's the thing that I don't get, and maybe I'll never get it. But Ronald Acuna Jr. stole 73 bases 2 years ago to lead the league. And then last year he got hurt. And so now we're going into this year and everybody's saying, well, let's make sure he doesn't steal too many bases so that he stays healthy. Okay? What has happened between then and now? And the then being when Ricky Henderson stole 83, 100, 56, 130, 108, 66, 80, 87, 93. You get my thing? Ricky Henderson was stealing that many bases every year. Did he ever get hurt?
I think Ricky was a special person.
Okay. Well, I mean, so that's what you're telling me? I mean, Kenny Lofton, 66, 70, 60, 54, 75, led the league 5 straight years. Don't remember him getting hurt. That's all I'm saying. I get it now. They talk about these players and they say, hey, you know, the wear and tear for stealing bases.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was the wear and tear when Ricky Henderson was doing it? That's what I don't get. What has changed?
That's a good question.
I'm just saying.
That's a good question.
Because I agree with what they're going to try to do with Acuna. They're going to try to keep him to 30 or 40 steals so that he doesn't run himself into the ground. But into the ground.
I think also 2 ACL injuries changes a lot for him.
Yeah.
Like, we have to take that into account,
okay,
too.
Maybe that's what they're
Ricky Henderson,
about.
I don't think, ever had an ACL injury or anything like that. He had to come back.
If he did, they didn't know it, and he just kept playing.
He just kept stealing bases with the torn ACL.
No, in those days, they just rubbed a little dirt on it, and, you know.
That is true.
You spit in your palm, you go like that, and you're out there, you know.
No, Ricky doesn't come out of games.
Ricky never came. Anyway. It is interesting to me. The stolen base numbers have gotten a lot lower, of course, than where they used to be. And I think a lot of the reasoning is because, A, the analytics, they don't try to steal. And, B, they want these star players to stay healthy and don't want to risk them running too much.
Yeah.
But it's different than how it used to be. That's all I'm saying. Not saying it's better or worse.
No. It's a fair argument.
All right.
Number three.
As you mentioned, Chris, Cooper Kupp was released by the Rams very unceremoniously, but he had no trouble finding his new team. He will be staying in the NFC West, and he will be playing for the Seattle Seagulls. He's from Washington, so this makes sense, and his contract is 3 years, $45 million, according to reports, which is an AAV of $15 million a year. Chris, do we see Cooper Kupp as a top 15 wide receiver by the end of the year?
Boy. Top 15?
Top 15.
I'm going to say no. Not that he's not going to be bad, though. I mean, I think Cooper Kupp's an excellent complement to Smith and Jigba.
Yes.
I mean, Smith and Jigba seems like he's about ready for the breakout. I mean, he broke out last year. Now this year he's the clear number one. There's no DK Metcalf. There's no Lockett. I think Smith and Jigba is going to be the next great one, you know. But Kupp's going to make it easier for Smith and Jigba because Kupp's going to have to be covered. It's interesting. Like, what were the Rams going to have to pay Kupp? Do you know?
Yes, it was. It wasn't about what they were going to pay him. It was about the penalties that they were going to have to.
I see.
It was going to count a lot against the cap.
A lot more against the cap.
So if they were, okay. It was basically paying the penalty was cheaper than keeping him.
Yeah, because he's getting $15 million a year with the Seahawks,
which is a lot of money for a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's still doing okay. I think it's a great pickup for Seattle. I do.
All right. I don't know about top 15, but I think he's going to be very effective.
Yeah.
He's perfect for their offense. He's perfect for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold could throw underneath to him all day.
You don't even have to get it into his hands.
No.
Cooper Kupp. You just get it near his body. I've not seen him ever drop a pass. And I mean ever is a long time. But I don't recall it happening.
No. Yeah. I was not happy about this because it's going to make the division that much harder, and the 49ers are going to finish last twice in a row.
Number two.
The other reason you're going to have trouble covering Cooper Kupp because I don't think you have any cornerbacks left on the roster. Like, who's your kicker? What's that guy's name that
Jake
Debo
Moody.
Hated? Yeah, Jake Moody's going to have trouble covering Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I think so. Jake Moody hurt his ankle. He got his underwear. He got juked out of his underwear and sprained his ankle on a kickoff last year. That's how bad he is at tackling.
You better get some players. You will.
Yes.
I'm confident you will field the team next year.
I think so.
Right.
I mean,
at the moment,
of the team, we don't know.
Yeah, at the moment, I don't know.
The Browns spent a fortune to make defensive end Myles Garrett happy, but there's some reports that paints Garrett as someone who acts entitled and doesn't take that kind of responsibility for leading the team that a great player should. Anonymous source said it's well known within the Browns that Garrett is frequently late to the facility. He has skipped mandatory team activities on multiple occasions, writes Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. So it's also very confusing as to why the Browns moved heaven and earth to get him under contract for the foreseeable future. So I'm up first. If true, would you still give him the bag if you're the Browns? It's easy for me to say, no. I'm not dealing with people like this. I hate when we enable bad behavior. I hate when we say, okay, you're good enough at football. You don't have to do everything else everybody does. Isn't the team supposed to be together? It's not supposed to be singular. I knew we were going to run into the end of the hour, but this is, if true, come on, Myles Garrett. You're making way too much money to not show up to things and show up late. Just get there on time. Drives me insane. Insane! Chris, you want to answer on the other side?
No, I'm going to retire into quarters again, and I'll come out with my ruling after the break.
Oh, yes, okay.
Go get my hair on.
Yes.
I'll let you know what I think. When we come back, a final half hour today, a little special half hour of Gwen and Chris. Stay with us. Welcome back to it. 6 o'clock, normally time for the Scraby Chronicles. Not tonight. I'm going to stick around here with Scraby for the next half hour, 20 minutes or so before we get to Padres exhibition, spring training baseball. The Padres, the last place Padres, take on the Texas Rangers, is it? Scraby?
Yes, Texas tonight? Rangers, yes.
Nick Pivetta will be on the mound tonight for the Padres.
I'm looking forward to that.
He has pitched great.
He has.
Yeah, you know, I mean, on a team where it doesn't matter, but nevertheless, Cease, King, Suarez, Adam, Waldron, Basically, every one of them has been shelled all spring.
I mean, Matt Waldron was pitching a minor league game today or yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to get the number five spot now. I thought it was Waldron's to lose, and I think he might have lost it.
He may have.
Yeah, we'll see how that all turns out. But Pivetta's been on point so far. He'll get the start against the Rangers coming up at 6:30. Earlier today, they had the, what'd they call it?
Spring breakout.
You say that well.
I wish I was a surfer.
Spring breakout.
Even though I despise the ocean.
Have you ever surfed?
I have.
Once? Twice or a lot?
No, no. For a full summer, I told my friend I was going to give it a go.
Yeah.
And we went like three or four times a week.
Wow.
And I was terrible. And
never got good.
The whole sand and ocean creature thing kind of...
Sand and ocean creature thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happens when you go to the ocean? You get a bunch of sand, and then there's sea creatures.
Right. Well, there's two sporting things that I've only done once a piece in my life. One is skiing, and the other is surfing. Hmm. And the time I did surfing, I was actually on Waikiki Beach, which you'd think would be at least a good place to do it.
Yeah, but it seems crowded.
I don't know. I was doing it, you know, in the morning on a weekday.
Were you doing like one of those classes?
No, just had some friends. We were there for an Aztec football game, and we had a day off.
Oh.
And I had some friends there, and we all went surfing. And I stood up a couple of times, and I not for long, but I did stand up a couple of times, and I will tell you, when you stand up on a surfboard...
Feels great.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I did it long enough to realize, okay, I can see why people do this.
Yeah, this is fun.
Right. I can see why people are into it.
It's really hard, though. I give you surfers a lot of credit.
Yeah, these guys guys and gals, make it look very easy.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, spring breakout game was earlier. The A's beat the Padres 5-2, despite a couple of hits from Ethan Salas and a double from Leo DeVries. College basketball, real quick. Told you earlier that the Aztecs don't want any upsets in these conference tournaments. Because right now, according to Joe Lunardi and Jerry Palm, both bracketologists, the big ones.
Yes.
They both have the Aztecs in as last four in.
That makes me feel better.
There's not a lot of room to go down.
Not a lot.
And the way you can go down is if teams that aren't supposed to be in the tournament steal a bid. But one of those teams could be North Carolina, because they're on the bubble too. Now, they're playing Duke
and
in the semifinals.
And they're North Carolina, so they just have that brand.
That doesn't hurt, but they're not having a very good season, but they're playing Duke tonight. Now, Duke's without Cooper Flagg,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if that enters into it, but Duke had about a 30-point lead in this game, and now it's down to 6. With 3:41 remaining, Duke needs to hang on.
Yes.
You do not want North Carolina to put on its resume a win over Duke.
No.
That is not going to help the Aztecs.
No.
These are the kinds of things we're rooting against. There was one more thing I wanted to mention. Oh, I did. Before you finish up the Big Five. Minwoo Lee, Akshay Bhatia.
Okay.
If anyone knows what sport those two guys play.
Golf.
Yeah, thanks. They are golfers, and they are leading the Players Championship at 11 under par, but one shot behind at 10 under, San Diego State's own J.J. Spawn.
Nice.
So come on, J.J.
Yes.
He's one shot back going into the weekend. That's a big event on the tour. It's the fifth major. It's the fifth major, you like to try to tell me. Charlie Hoffman shot a 7 under 65 today.
That's amazing.
That a boy, Charlie.
Do you know how, Charlie is not shy on the show. He calls himself old from time to time.
Well, he is. He's 48.
Okay, well, I don't want to call him old.
I know.
Realize how long that golf course is and how good 7-under is on that golf course?
Yes.
That's incredible.
You don't have to tell me how good 7-under is even on the easiest course ever devised.
Just 48-year-old Charlie Hoffman
insane.
Playing some great golf this year.
Great job, Charlie. He's 5-under. He's in like 10th or 11th place, but hey, I mean, he's having a hell of a tournament.
Do you think I'm on good enough terms with Charlie to text him over the weekend and say, hey, cheering for you?
Text him, say, yeah, we're keeping an eye
okay,
on you.
I will.
And I would text him and say, hey, Chris and I were talking about... No, I'd say,
kidding,
hey, look, your 65 was terrific. We were talking about it, and ask if he wants to come on next week and talk about things.
Yeah.
We always like having Charlie on.
Of course. I want to get him in studio one of these days.
Yeah, I think he actually kind of wants to come in.
Yeah, studio, yeah, we should have him come in and do as long as he wants.
All right, Duke 70, North Carolina 66. Wow, it's getting too close there. 3:41 left. Let's finish up the big five.
Okay.
And I think we stopped off at you turning it over to me.
Yes.
For a comment.
Yes.
On
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett.
The rumors are that he shows up late, he doesn't respect people's time, he doesn't come to mandatory events. So my question was, if you were the Browns, and this is true, would you still give him the bag?
Yeah, here's the thing. So the rumors basically are that he's a diva.
Yeah.
Right? He needs special treatment.
He made that whole deal about how he wanted to be traded. I'm never playing for the Browns again, no matter how much money they gave me.
That part didn't bother me. But what bothers me is any report of anybody wasting somebody else's time.
Yes.
Like making a whole group of people wait just because you think you're kind of above everybody.
Yeah,
and
that's
just infuriating. And just whoever you are, you're never above them.
Yep.
When people ask me, Chris, why don't you like Juan Soto? His diva-like behavior with the Padres is why I don't like him. I will not change that. I don't like this either, which is what you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to be a little more careful before we make a final determination on Myles Garrett, because this is reported.
It is.
And how are we ever going to know? Like with Soto, kind of had people connected with the team that I was able to, you know, hear these complaints about. So I believe those. Myles Garrett, I'm not ready to bury the guy yet.
I'm not either.
Because I don't know. But if it's true, then you're right. I don't like this stuff. I hate this kind of behavior by anybody in any position. I don't care who you are. You meet, hey, look, listen, you meet the same people going up as you do coming down.
You do.
So treat these people with respect on the way up.
Yeah.
The way you'd like to be treated.
I'm 100% with that. Okay. I like Myles Garrett, but this was a surprise for me to read. I did not hear
it. I didn't expect it. Yeah, didn't expect it. Browns obviously don't care. And the other thing is maybe he was late for one meeting and that was just a one-off, and now they're writing about it. You know, some guys are, you know, miss a meeting once in a while, they're late. But if you're consistently, you know, holding the bus up for 15, 20 minutes because you got to do your hair, then I've kind of had it with you.
All right. I'm with you, Chris. I'm
all
with
right.
you.
Yeah.
Here's something that I found on the internet today. Actually, Kyle Glazer, our guy formerly of Baseball America, he tweeted this out. And it was from the Miami Marlins, so the minor league team. They put out a post saying, Miami Marlins practice squad opportunity. Are you a retired collegiate or professional baseball player looking to stay in the game? The Miami Marlins are offering a unique opportunity to join our practice squad at our spring training complex in Jupiter. Why join? Because you'll compete against our low A affiliates, stay sharp, and challenge yourself against professionals. Gain exposure. Showcase your skills in front of Marlins coaching staff and player development personnel. Pathway to the pros. Okay. This program is designed for former high-level players looking to further develop their skills, whether pursuing blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Everybody online thought this was fake. This is not fake. Is this a good idea, or is this just the Marlins being embarrassing?
Wait, what Marlins?
The Miami Marlins.
The Major League Miami Marlins?
No, the like...
So they have a minor league team that's called the Miami Marlins,
I guess so.
Also?
Yeah. Yeah, because this is from the Miami...
They want just regular Joes that have had some baseball experience to come play against their minor leaguers?
High-level baseball experience.
So why do I think that's a... Why would it be a bad idea? I don't hate it.
Because why is a team... I mean, this is crazy. Why would a team want randoms off the street? Why, when there's already like 1,000 baseball players at Major League Baseball that you could choose from? I think this is the Marlins being cheap.
Oh, you see, yeah. Well, how is it being cheap?
Because they're literally not going to have to pay these people more than a couple bucks because professionals.
So who would they play if they weren't playing these guys? Just like inter squad games?
I guess so. They're like a scout team.
I will say this: scout teams are pretty important in basketball.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. In fact, I don't know if you know this. The Aztec women's team has about 7 or 8 Aztec students, guys, that can play.
Wow.
And they come play against these ladies in practice every day.
Do they hold their own?
No,
I was going to say, no, the women crushed them, right?
No.
Oh.
No, these guys can play.
Okay.
And the women, first of all, they get a level of physical play that they don't normally see in games. So,
yeah.
But secondly, no, these guys can really play. And they can block their shots, and they can, you know.
Yeah.
But these guys who do this, they're the scout guys on this team. They were all in Vegas for the tournament.
Okay.
And they're just as part of them winning as anybody.
That's awesome.
Scout teams are huge, especially for
That's
women's
awesome.
Basketball.
That is
so I don't know
cool.
if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. And then we got one little final segment here to get you ready. Duke's hanging on by 3. Final minute against North Carolina. And Gwen and Chris trying to hang on until the start of tonight's Padre game. Chicago Bulls have a major problem. We'll tell you what it is when we return. All right, a couple of items before we send it down back to Peoria for Padres baseball tonight. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Gwen and Chris will be in Peoria the whole show, Monday and Tuesday. Scraby and I are heading down there Sunday. Not together. That would be a bad idea. But we will both arrive there, and we will join Tony Gwynn Jr., and we will have all kinds of Padre interviews.
Yes.
Monday and Tuesday on the program from Peoria. We'll be visiting with everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, whoever we can visit with in the time allotted. So make sure you're tuned in Monday and Tuesday for our Peoria shows.
You know what's a good thing? Is that we got a guy who's on good terms with a lot of these guys.
Yeah, he tends to be able to get us an interview if need be.
I'll be like going around trying to figure out who I want to talk to and get the guts up. And Tony goes in the locker room and comes out with like Manny Machado.
Well, you know, you got to respect Anthony Quinn.
But now that Joe Musgrove and I are so cool,
you might be able to just have Joe do your dirty work for you.
Yeah, Joe also was a pitching coach today. He went out to the mound and gave some
advice.
Heard
about that.
That's
heard
kind
about
of
that.
Awesome.
All right, so that's Monday and Tuesday live from Peoria. Don't miss those. Next Friday, Scraby, it looks like, will be at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening.
And he's going to need your support.
Yes.
Because I will probably be with the women's basketball somewhere.
When are you going to find out?
Sunday night.
Sunday night, they will tell you. Okay,
no, they have the selection show Sunday night
for the women's basketball. I'm saying, like, when will you know when you're leaving? Are they leaving 2 days before the game?
Yes.
Okay.
They will leave.
If they play Saturday, you're leaving Thursday.
Correct.
Okay.
If they play Friday, we'll leave Wednesday. That is how I understand it.
Okay.
But either way, next Friday, unfortunately, because I was really looking forward to being at Dave and Buster's and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
But Dave and Buster's, 6 a.m. through 7 p.m. All of the shows are going to be there. Just come on down. I guess they're going to have a breakfast burrito building bar for the morning show.
How am I missing this?
You can, I don't quote me on this, but I believe it's like you go down there, you can buy the breakfast burrito, you can make it yourself, and you also get like a free credit card as well for the games.
And I'm missing this.
All
in the name of work. All right, that's next Friday. So come on down to Dave and Buster's. So a couple of things to circle. Tuesday, don't miss our shows from Peoria. Next Friday, you know, work yourself free. At some point, you got day, afternoon, night, the whole day to get to Dave and Buster's in Mission Valley.
Now, I was told that because the Scrabinators are out there, they need to show up by the sales staff. The sales staff said Scrabinators need to show up. And I appreciate if Scrabinators
get the Scrabinators out there.
Yes,
and I appreciate you having the Scrabinators tune into the Aztec game the other night.
They did.
Had a big audience on the internet.
And are you still living that high?
I don't know, but, you know, feels good.
Yeah, of course.
It was a great win. It was exciting. But no, I'm kind of back to, I'm a little back to normal on that.
All right.
Let's see. Got a couple of minutes left. Tomorrow, you and I, again, not together, because that would be a bad idea. But tomorrow, you and I are both going to the SDFC match.
Yes, we are.
Against Columbus Crew.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah. 7:30 tomorrow night at Snapdragon. How much do you suppose they have in the way of tickets available for that? Probably not many.
Let me see.
I'm going to think not many, just because, I mean, the first game was sold out.
It was, definitely.
Second game's got to be really close to sold out, I would think.
I would think so, with the way the team's playing right now.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find those by the end of the show.
All right. See if you can find that.
Some dramatic stuff going on.
This is ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding me? Duke led by 24 points in the second half.
How is that not traveling on North Carolina? Well, that took like 9 steps.
They don't call traveling anymore. Duke now leads.
True.
Duke now leads by 1, and North Carolina is going to shoot 2 free throws with 4 seconds left to take the lead. So this means basically that the North Carolina is going to get into the tournament.
So how important is Cooper Flagg? Very important.
Well, yeah, you would think. I mean, but a victory over Duke on your resume. North Carolina is going to get into the tournament.
There's some tickets, but there's not as many as you would think.
Oh, for the
SDFC tomorrow night.
All right.
But not as many as you would think.
While we wait for these free throws, real quick story for you. Chicago Bulls, 6 championship banners were pulled out of the rafters and have now been removed from the United Center in Chicago.
Someone stole them?
No.
Oh.
The Bulls have them, but they're not displayed any longer. First free throw, Carolina. No good.
Wow.
Missed it.
Now, gotta make your free throws, buddy.
Make your free throws. Now they got to get this to tie. 4 seconds left. I'm going to do play-by-play. No, you do play-by-play. I already know I can do it.
4.1 seconds left. Everything comes down to this. North Carolina makes this free throw. They tie it up with 4.1 left. I already said that, I know.
Yeah.
He goes into his windup. He shoots. And there's a lane violation.
Wow.
A lane violation on North Carolina.
There certainly was. That wipes out the free throw.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I don't think I've ever seen it under those circumstances.
So they get no points.
No.
And there's still 4.1 seconds left.
But now Duke has the ball.
Duke has the ball.
The kid made the free throw, but it was a clear lane violation. It wasn't even close. The North Carolina guy stepped in there.
Oh, my goodness. Were you proud of me that I said lane violation in
well
my play-by-play?
Well done. Well done. Anyway, the Bulls had to take their banners down because some rock group, Pyrotechnics, almost destroyed them the other night.
Disturbed.
So the Bulls are taking the banners down, and they're not going to be displayed the rest of the season. Yeah, the band is called Disturbed. You're right. And they had all kinds of pyrotechnics, and the banners almost caught on fire. Stay tuned. Padre baseball next. We'll see you in Peoria Monday.